Yo, this is BJ Gador with the BJ Gador Podcast, and today's episode is a deep dive, pun intended, into water workouts and pool training. Now, this is great stuff year-round if you live in warmer climates, have ongoing pool access, whether it's indoor or outdoors, but it's also very timely at the time of recording this because we're about to enter the start of summer, all right? You can go to the beach, you can go to your community pool. I am such an advocate of water training, and a brief outline of what to expect in this episode. We're going to talk about the five unique benefits of water training. Then I'll talk about my favorite body weight or equipment-free exercises in the water. Then we'll discuss some pool noodle or flotation device movements. We'll also discuss ways to add equipment to enhance upper body movements with water bells and or dumbbells or kettlebells. I'll talk about the difference between those options as well, plus fins for hip and lower body drills. Now, I started really exploring the water when we bought our home in Palm Springs area here in California, and we, our whole life, we wanted to get a pool. And we have now a beautiful pool in the backyard where I do a lot of water training myself. Also, I train my dog in the water a little bit too. And I will do a separate podcast on dog workouts, the ultimate workout buddy, for those that are interested in a little bit too. But this is strictly about water workouts and pool training for individuals. And it's been a big exploration for me because I've been doing this as I approached turning 40 years old. I've been doing this rebuild from ground zero for my body, trying to heal old injuries for the knees, the back, the hips, the shoulders, the knees in particular, really. Also, when I had that low back injury about a year ago, which I've talked about, great podcast to check out, is the top 10 low back pain tips, a recent episode you can review. But we'll be going through all of this today. And I just think it's a fun, like, I'm just starting the exploration and the discovery here. So I hesitate sometimes to talk about things that I'm not a master or expert on, but, you know, mastery is a lifelong journey. And I am not the world's leading pool training expert or water training expert, but, you know, I've been giving it the last couple years at least 20 minutes a day. And most days, it might be an hour total in the water. So I'm putting in the time, I'm putting in the work, and I'm not going to just wait 5 or 10 years to share some of the stuff that's been really helping me. I'll just keep updating you along the way. But this is a great kind of introductory episode into water training. It's not just great for people that are over 40 or battling injuries or are trying to rehab or looking for recovery workouts. It is that. But we used to do some pool training when I played college football. On Sundays, we do some film, and then we do some lifting, then we do some pool. And I saw benefits from it all the way back then. So even if you're younger, this is critical to your arsenal, all right? Now, before we get into the show, a couple housekeeping issues. You know, one, I want to incentivize you beautiful people to give a 5-star rating on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. And if you take the time, that just takes a second. I'm going to give you an hour of my time here. I'm just asking for a second today to give us a little 5-star rating. It pleases me, okay? It entices the biscuit. It makes me very sexually satisfied. But if you want to take a little extra time and just give a brief review, just say, BJ Gador Podcast Show Good. Okay, caveman style, that's fine. But I will also be kind of considering a kind of an iTunes mailbag where you can write your, give your 5-star rating, give a review, and then, you know, post a question for me to answer on the show for consideration, or even make a episode request. I want to highlight a recent review here from C. Ray. I know who that is. Colin Ray, one of our legends, our Gorilla Corns, longtime supporter of the Daily BJ. What else should one expect from BJ but the best? If you followed him on social or are a member of the Daily BJ, then you already know that this man is a legend and in a class all to himself when it comes to fitness content and the knowledge he delivers. His podcast is also a must listen to. Although he still provides elite fitness content, BJ also includes a diverse amount of content, including recovery, breathwork. Check out his most recent breathwork episode for a top 10 and techniques to help get yourself started, to pop culture, movies, TV, sports, and a whole host of other stuff. Definitely give the BJ Gador Podcast a listen to. It won't disappoint. Colin, man, thank you so much. I've done FaceTimes with Colin. You know, I've gotten to know Colin over the years, and he's just been such a supporter of, obviously, the podcast, the Daily BJ site app, and Sleeves Sold Separately, our fashion line. He's a dream come true for an online business owner, a fitness business owner. So thank you, Colin. So appreciated. And keep crushing it in your Gorilla Corn Gains workouts, man. I see all your post-workout reports still, and I know you're just cooking, so keep it going, baby. Here's one more, recent one. I have followed BJ for years. I really enjoy his conversations about training for longevity. At 34 years old, things are starting to ache already. My man, it just, welcome. Welcome to the club. Wish he had a fitness app like his buddy Jeremy Scott. Keep up the good work, buddy. So thank you for that review, and it gives me a second here just to quickly remind you guys, I've had an app on iPhone and Apple iPhone and Android for 6 years now, since I left Men's Health in 2017. It's the Daily BJ app, all right? Now, it's mobile and desktop friendly, so, you know, you can use that. And again, we recommend people actually, you know, you want to sign up and get a free 7-day trial, go to thedailybj.com first, sign up through your desktop, and then go and download the app and whatever app store works for your phone, Apple or Android. And it's an awesome fucking application. Like, we've had this is how you can tell I'm old. I'm over 40 because I call it an application. But it's really a great app, and I'm going through right now the process of just really trying to get a good, strong rebrand on. There has been so much content on it over the years, and I need to kind of. So initially, you might find like some content has been removed, or I'm rebranding. We're redesigning images. We're doing a complete rebrand on this over the course of the next 6 months before the end of the year. But the big focus is our Express program. All right, that's where I recommend anyone who's new to our stuff is looking for a lower cost, risk free 7-day trial to check it out. And I've reorganized it recently, so instead of I have actually really nice. You click it on the main slider, click Express, and you have a kind of a drop box or scrollable feature that where you can go between month to month of the content. And no matter when you're joining, you want to start at month one. The way these workouts work in Express, fast, fun, and effective workouts for busy parents and professionals. All right, we go ahead and give you the base to build upon in month one. Every month it gets harder. Now, if you can try to jump in coming up on July here, month 7, which that content's already live for our members. So you don't start till Monday, July 10th, okay? But it's there for you, waiting for you, the instructional, the follow-along workouts, the calendars outlining your schedule, the PDFs outlining the workout list, all that good stuff. It's such a complete program. I'm really proud of what we put together here. Such good polish and production value on this. But if you jump into that and you're overwhelmed, just know that, okay, maybe I need to go back to month 1. Like, the first month of content, it's X1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3 bodyweight workouts, one band, one single dumbbell workout, one double dumbbell workout. And again, the numbers like X30, much harder, X31, because that would be the corresponding bodyweight workout progression there. X31 is much harder than X1. I just want you guys to know that. So it's not that you can't do it. It's just that we're different than the other programs out there. They're just throwing random Instagram-style workouts your way and confusing you with a lot of content, quantity. We go for more of the quality format, but you're over the course of the year, you're going to get 60 full-length follow-along workouts. When you bought a DVD from me in the past, it might have 12 to 20 of these workouts, but you know, you're going to get 60, and they're progressive, and they give you a full year's worth of training. But even when you come back and repeat some of these, as you do in our mid-year and end-of-year reviews, you can actually see your progress throughout the year in a way that you really couldn't in past DVD projects. You can stream these mobile, desktop, iPad, tablet, or cast them to your big screen TV. So I just have to take the time because people still ask, BJ, don't you have an app? Why not? I had an app before any of these motherfuckers out here did. I think maybe I haven't done a good enough job of explaining that it is an app, that you can go and download the app after you sign up through desktop. But get a free 7-day trial today. Join us. It's such an awesome program. 20-minute workouts, minimal equipment. I break it down for you, go right into the follow along. I don't know how I can do it any better. It's the best version of anything I've ever done online in fitness, and our members are loving it, but we need more people like you to kind of help us and get involved, and we can just keep growing that. So just wanted to touch on that. For those new to the podcast, by the way, I am the former fitness director for the Men's Health brand. I'm also the author of Your Body is Your Barbell, the definitive guide to bodyweight training, plus my brand new book, available on Kindle and paperback, The Ultimate Push-Up Guide, Grow Your Chest at Home and Build Next Level Upper Body Strength. Today, go to Amazon.com or wherever, however you log into Amazon. And I'll drop links for that in the show notes as well. And again, we just did a recent episode on summer fashion and men's style, something I am passionate about. You know, why build a physique? Why build a great physique and not put the right threads and fits on it. Okay, so we touched on that, but to be sure to check out sleevessoldseparately.com, our men's athleisure line. We're dropping those new things we talked about, the tank tops, the wife lover, husband lover tank tops, and a bunch of new gear is dropping right after the 4th of July holiday. And I wanted to squeeze this episode in before the 4th of July because for a lot of you, this is your first time of the year where you can actually get into some water, whether it's a lake, a pond, a river, a stream, a pool, the beach, the ocean. So I want to get this to you, and I'm such an advocate of it because, again, I do water stuff daily. And as I've gotten older, I consider water training to be a cheat code. I can push myself in the water in some ways that I can't on land because the impact forces and the instability of land training, because you're in a full gravity environment, is sometimes too much. But in the water, there are no limits to how hard I can push with a lower impact, lower gravity environment. So again, you know, we're talking about the benefits of water training. There's five unique benefits. I'm going to list them, and then I'm going to talk about each one. But ultimately, the water is a medium, right? A fluid medium that gives you this unique combination of three things: assistance, support, and resistance. How's that possible? Right? I mean, think about how can I assist and resist and support on land? It doesn't happen. It's such a unique environment. And what that means is I can get in the water, right? And I can get into a squat and it unloads my body weight. So I'm assisted there, but it also provides unique opportunities for resistance, because in some cases I can actually train the antagonists of the squat. Meaning, you know, people think when they squat, oh, it's all about your quads, your glutes, your hamstrings. But there are key muscles like your shin muscles, which help dorsiflex or flex your ankle, and your hip flexors, which help flex the hip or pull your hips down into the bottom of the squat. Those are hard to train on land. You know, you can do reverse squats or leg raises, which we recommend, but you're not in a squat-specific position like with the feet in contact. In the water, because of the buoyancy, which pushes you up, you actually have to use your hip flexors and dorsiflexing muscles to pull you down. So it actually helps you pull yourself down into the bottom of the squat. Again, there's such unique benefits there. There's support. It's a more stable environment. The water actually just hugs you and allows you to kind of get an enhanced amount of stability that is sometimes tough on land, which is why a lot of times when I'm trying new exercises or I'm getting ready to film new content, but I don't want to get too exhausted, I'll jump in the water and practice in the water. That way it's instant recovery. In fact, just getting in the water is a mode of recovery. Training in the water is actually, you're working on your recovery simultaneously for all the reasons I'm about to talk about. But in terms of the five unique benefits: one, buoyancy; two, hydrostatic pressure or compression; three, spinal/joint traction and decompression; four, fluid drag resistance; and five, turbulence, or what essentially means the massage. Like when you're doing motions in the water, it actually providing a complete soft tissue massage. It's flossing or stimulating nerves in your body. And one book I'm going to recommend on this. This is the only book I've purchased on water training. It was a recommendation to me from my longtime friend, the guy who first connected me with men's health back in the day, the David Jack. His name is Igor Burdenko. He's one of the leading experts in water training and basically rehabilitation. This is a guy that, this is on Amazon, by the way, too, the Burdenko method. If you want to dive deep, you're a trainer, a fitness pro, or you like to go deep into the method behind the madness of this stuff. You know, again, I'm more of a practitioner, and I'm trying to pass things along to you in a way in which you can immediately take action on some of this stuff. But he's well known for taking people that were in some cases crippled through terrible injuries, or you know, born with certain debilitating conditions, especially for the spine, where they were paralyzed or couldn't walk, and he brought them back, or at least found them ways to get function back through his particular approach to water training. Obviously, I put my own stink on the approach I take with this, but this is a book that I was like, you know, let me learn more about it. You know, it's important to understand the fundamentals and the principles of how water is different than land. And he's got a bunch of cool exercises too. I don't really do as much of them because, again, a lot of them are designed for people that literally they're getting out of a wheelchair, or they're dealing with, you know, debilitating arthritis and stuff like that. But it's called the Burdenko Method by Igor Burdenko. Again, that's available on Amazon as well. And it's a big, thick book you can check out. But let's talk about each of these unique properties of water individually. So buoyancy. This is why being in water is a low gravity, low impact environment, because it's the natural pressure that you feel of the water pushing you up. Gravity obviously pushes you down, but the buoyancy of the water pushes you up. So it's why trying to sink down into a squat in water is actually takes some work, because especially if you're a bigger, heavier individual, because the buoyancy is naturally pushing you up. And it's that upward pressure that takes a lot of the gravitational demands off of you. You might not be able to do jumps on land, but you can do jumps on water or in water. And so again, it's lower impact in a lower gravity environment, but the buoyancy, and you can work with that buoyancy too, in terms of obviously doing movements where you're pushing down are more challenging than doing movements where you're pulling up, because the buoyancy is working with you versus against you. But that is one of the unique properties of water. The next one is the hydrostatic pressure. And this just means when you get in the water, you feel this full body hug or compression. The water pushes up against you. And what does this do? This helps immediately activate your circulatory system, your lymphatic system, which drains swelling and edema in the body. It's why I always like to finish a tough workout, especially one for the legs, where I'll get at least 5 or 10 minutes in the water and do some flows, or just being in the water itself and just chilling is going to help you get rid of inflammation and immediately activate the recovery process. It's so worth the investment. You don't even have to actually do stuff in it, just getting in the water. And maybe this is for you, it's just a cold tub or a hot tub, which definitely temperature is really cool too. I probably should even mention that at some point in terms of how I've used contrast therapy for the water. But again, I remember Mark Verstegen, and for those that are into the fitness field, he was like the lead trainer for the Speedo fitness program that they were developing. Like, this was like 2015, I think. And he made a comment that 1 hour in submersed in water is the equivalent of 24 hours of compression on land. That's the power of it. And again, the compression and the hug of water not only gives this very good supportive nature to and stability to your joints, so you can do more advanced stuff in the water without the cost of the land, but it's also gives your breathing muscles extra resistance to work against. So the same exercise in the water on land is more challenging to your breathing muscles. Great for the diaphragm. And then what I look at it as, like, you know, you run uphill and then you run flat on land and you feel so much faster. I look at that in terms of what water can do for your breathing muscles. You do some tough exercises like running in place or skater jumps, stuff we'll talk about soon here. And then you do them on land, and the land will give you more resistance and possibly more oxygen demand. But you can go so fast in the water continuously. And again, it's such an amazing breath workout. You can really focus on your breath because the added stability of the water allows you to do so, where sometimes movements are so tough on land that it is hard to focus on your breath. You're focusing more on balancing, or just learning, your neuromuscular system is learning the movement, or just trying to figure it out. So that's one big aspect of it too, the pressure, the compression. But there's also this spinal joint tractioning or decompression that's happening, right? We just talked about gravity exerts a downward force, but buoyancy in the water exerts an upward force. So there's a multidirectional push-pulling happening here. So it actually is great at, it's like an inversion table in some cases for the spine and the hips, but in the water, you don't have to be upside down. And so you're creating space between the intervertebral discs or just in the joint capsules themselves. It's a very healthy rehabilitative environment. You don't have to be injured, by the way, though, to take advantage of it. This is just, again, part of the recovery process. Maybe you're doing land workouts one day and then pool workouts for active recovery on the off days during the summer, or if you can make it work year round, I highly recommend it. And I'll talk about too, like some land and sea style workouts or surf and turf workouts that I like to incorporate, because that's part of it too, is you can do some land stuff, jump in the water, go back and forth. Particularly important if you're training in the heat of the summer, because you overheat on land and then the water can cool you down and keep you in motion, allow you to work harder for longer and get some, bring that core temperature down. So that's one key aspect of it too, is you get the spinal / joint traction and decompression. It is the most joint friendly exercise really available to us. It's so complementary. All right. And then the number four is the fluid or drag resistance. This means just having to move the water with your limbs is creating incredible amounts of resistance. Like, it assists you, it supports you, but it provides the most unique resistance. And it's a smooth resistance. It's a drag resistance. And the beauty of the water, too, is you get a different kind of training effect with the tempo of movement. You know, one thing Burdenko talks about in his book is that, like, he'll do like a 30-rep set with people, and they'll do 10 slow reps, 10 medium-speed reps, and 10 fast reps. And you'll feel your interaction with the water differs based on the speed. When you go really slow and you drag, it's almost like a continuous tension, like slow up, slow down bodybuilding set. You can feel the water at the same rate of speed moving up or down or side to side, and there's this constant tension on the muscles. But as you speed it up, the water is pushing and pulling or dragging faster, and you're actually you're moving it quicker. So there's points, just like when you do explosive power exercises, where there's a contraction portion, and then you lose the contraction, but then you reconnect with it. So you can go constant tension with slower dragging movements, but you can also go more explosive power. And that obviously also picks up the cardiometabolic output. Your heart rate goes up. So it's such a unique resistance. And by the way, I'll talk about how you can bring your dumbbells into the water too for some amazing pump and burns, beach body style workouts. And then the final component, which is one that I think is very overlooked, is the turbulence of the water. When you do movements in the water, like punching or kicking, swimming, you know, you're creating it's like a little wave pool. It's like a little jacuzzi around your body. And this will provide a massage all over. It's great for stimulating the nerves, all the soft tissues. So these five things make it just something like you got to find a way to commit to it. You got to find a way to get pool water access, especially if you're battling injuries, you're trying to rehabilitate, you're trying to enhance your recovery, your longevity. You know, again, I know it's tough to find access to this stuff, but, you know, people get a gym membership, people get a membership to a court for tennis or racquetball, I guess it's pickleball now, or basketball. People invest thousands and thousands of dollars into golf. You know, it's all about what you are willing to prioritize. So let's get into now some of my favorite bodyweight exercises in the water. Like I said, you know, one thing that's happened, a shift for me as I move into, you know, being over 40 is, and just, you know, I've accumulated a lot of repetition on a lot of the movements. And for me now, I just want to keep practicing better form, more, you know, flawless form. And I also have to be filming a lot of content, and I don't want to get too sore. And sometimes even like when I was younger, I would experiment at all times on land. I didn't have pool access. I was still trying to find a way to make a name in this field. But I'd often times like in my experimentation or just like trying new flows or movements or ideas or innovation, I'd get sore. It would affect my training, and then we'd have to go film. And it's really tough to film with energy and enthusiasm when you're sore and stiff, like the movements aren't clean and crisp, and you're just like, you're just constantly thinking about, you know, when this is getting done. So I'll even use this to warm up for filming. Lately, I've also just, because I felt like I've needed this, you know, I do a midday walk, and I like to do kind of my more intensive training, you know, around 3 or 4 p.m. To end the day after all my work is done, because business to me is a bigger priority than my body at this point, though they're related. And I EHO throughout the day. Every hour on the hour, I'm doing at least an hour of mobility work, hanging, deep squat positions, you know, practicing stuff that that is challenging in my workouts, but on, you know, 5 to 10 reps or 1 or 2 minutes at a time. But I needed something to kind of jumpstart my day. We're approaching now extreme desert heat, where it's going to be over 100 all day long, including the night. And for me, sometimes I just like, you wake up and you get stiffer every year you get older when you wake up. But I can just jump into the water quick and just ease my body into all these full range motion movements, especially around the hips. Like my hips are so tight when I wake up in the morning. And I can take them through the full diversity of hip movements, you know, internal rotation, external rotation, flexion, extension, adduction, abduction. I can apply circular actions or circumduction actions to it as well. And because you wake up with these clicks, like my wife jokes, oh, I heard you coming with your ankle bones. But I go into this 10-minute pool routine. I'll just set the clock for 10 minutes, maybe get some retrowave music going or some music to hype you up or get you in kind of a zone focus. and I'll just do whatever movements I feel called to do until the 10 minutes is up while my coffee is being brewed. I'll take my Athletic Greens, and by the way, get 5 free travel packs and a 1-year supply of vitamin D to AG1 Athletic Greens, the complete nutritional supplement. We're talking multivitamin, greens powder, 8 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables, plus digestive enzymes for probiotic gut health. My link, athleticgreens.com/BJGador, link in show notes. Get that offer. That's the only supplement I take every day without fail. But I'll take that with water right away, start making the coffee, and I do this quick 10-minute pull routine. And all those cracks and all that tightness, I can get rid of that in 10 minutes without any joint impact, you know. And it just makes it like, even if I was going to do some pure mobility stuff too, I'd almost want to get in the water first because it just lets me ease into it. You know, it takes us about 30 to 60 minutes to wake up to be ready to do stuff on land because you're dehydrated, especially your spine is very dehydrated in the morning. You're at great risk of injury for the spine. So, you know, for me, if I can just jump into it quick, you know, that's something that I've been enjoying. But, you know, you've got the ability to, like, I can hit a set of push-ups, jump in the water, and then run in place, and then kind of bounce back and forth. So, you know, surf and turf or land and sea options are also excellent. In the heat of the summer, after about 10 to 20 minutes, because again, think of it like a sauna. Most people can last about 10 to 20 minutes in the sauna before it gets ugly, especially if they don't have a good breathing focus. But, you know, what that can happen for you is the moment you start to feel the overheating, jump in the water, and you can continue to exercise, extend your work duration, but recover for some additional land training. You know, sometimes I'll box the heavy bag. I have this movable heavy bag I use right in front of the pool, and I'll hit that. And then when I'm ready to, when I'm feeling like overheated or just like I'm starting to drag ass, I'll take my gloves off. And I can actually do it barefoot because I do this on turf, but I could take my shoes off and then jump into the pool. I continue to box in the pool. And that's the next thing I want to mention. Like, if you're stiff from years of strength training, boxing doesn't feel right when you start. Like, you're treating it like everything is very stiff, meaning like you move your arm out and you bring it back. You go to ADB, it's not smooth, right? And the beauty of the medium of water is it's fluid. So if you practice movements in a fluid environment, your movements become more fluid. I have made the biggest gains in my boxing ability because of punching in the pool. I mean, it like you can pivot your feet and rotate your hips. You're getting resistance from the ground up. And again, you really learn how to get fluid with it. It's working your breathing muscles in an enhanced way because of the compression of the water. It's very easy on the joints. And a lot of times with water training, like you don't realize how hard you're working. You leave and all of a sudden like, wow, you're like, the increased hunger is real. Because the other thing to overlook too is it's not just the fact that it gives you that assistance and support plus constant resistance to work with that the land can't provide. You can go hard. You can really go hard in the water, and you don't really realize until you leave how hard your muscles worked, how big of a cardiometabolic response you got. So, you know, that's just something that's really unique about it. But it's also, it's going to be, in most cases, colder than your body temperature. So your metabolism has to actually heat itself or you know, because of the colder environment. So there's all these benefits to it as well from that standpoint. But from the boxing standpoint, like, by the way, I've talked about this for a while now, our Express members, every month you get a new boxing workout, you know, and you can take, except the drills on the floor, right? You can't do these drills on the ground in the water. But anything that's on your feet, you can do in the water. So it's a way sometimes like, you know what, you're feeling extra worn down. I don't really feel like I'm able to do this on land, or I just want to mix it up. You can take those Express workouts and bring them into the water. Reaction drills in the water are incredible. You know, working your combinations and that type of thing. And I mean, it really is like, it is such a great full body workout. And I just can't say enough about it. My boxing improved so dramatically. And by the way, I'm going to put links in here. I have a special playlist of videos I've shot in. With actually underwater videos too, in some cases, of my favorite pool workouts from last year. I'm going to start making some new pool content too for this summer, but just to get you guys going, there's arm workouts, hip workouts, knee leg workouts. There's boxing workouts in the water, pump workouts for the biceps, the shoulders. So I'll drop that as well so you can reference that. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/BJGador. So Now, the other aspect of it too is I love to train my squat lunge patterns in the water. And like I mentioned, it really helps train the opposing muscles in a way that you can't on land, because you have to pull yourself down against the upper buoyancy of the water. So I'll work my deep squat close and wide stance. I'll do split squat lunge drills, and I'll do some holds. I'll do some pulses at the bottom. And I'll even do my, like, it's great to work on your pistol shape because, again, it's unloading your body weight enough, but it particularly, like, what's hard with the pistol is you need really extreme hip and ankle flexion mobility to get down there while keeping the trunk upright enough to do it safely, properly. And so you're pulling down against those hip flexors, and ankle muscles have to get strong to keep you down there. Just holding those positions is a workout. You just work on deep inhales and exhales while you're there. And what's great about it too, is I'll get into a deep squat, especially with like a wide stance, and then I'll bring my knees in and out and let I'll actually let the foot roll in and out too, as I do it. And I feel like, some, you know, you get some clicks, there's no pain, but like I can feel how much of a joint workout it is. Like it's really getting into the hip capsule itself. I mean, the hip is a ball and socket joint, just like the shoulder is. And that's why I think the water is so unique for the shoulder and the hips, because it does allow you to get resistance through all possible planes of motion at all times in a way that you can't replicate this with bands. You can't replicate this with dumbbells. You can't replicate this with machines. There's a circular rotational nature to what the water can do that I think is so therapeutic for the hips and the shoulders. Even if you don't have arthritic or bum hips and shoulders, you don't want to get them. So this is a way to, that's what they call prehab, by the way, or corrective exercise, or, you know, proactive exercise, getting ahead of the wear and tear joint curve that is going to happen to all of us. So, but I can also move into some split jumps, lunge jumps, squat jumps. You know, there's just really, and again, it's very easy on the knees and the back because of the lower gravity environment. So you can actually try some stuff you couldn't do typically on land, and that gives you some neuromuscular education and just practice for future land training. So, you know, again, that's it. Like tuck jumps are a great example, right? Where you on land, they're really tough. Like you have to basically pull your knees up to your chest level while you're airborne. In the water, it's much easier, but in the water, you actually get resistance, the drag resistance of your knees lifting up to that level while you do them. But on the lowering portion or the deceleration landing portion, it's a lower impact, lower gravity experience. So you can do more reps, you can do more practice, but you actually get resistance for those hip flexor muscles that is a unique resistance unto doing it just on land. So there is this, like, honestly, like, if you can think of it, you can almost always do it in the water, except for stuff that's on your back or on your belly. And in that case, we'd have to talk about what we're going to talk about soon, which is, you know, pool noodle or flotation device. But, you know, and any sort of, like, I look at it like dynamic warm-up stuff. And we used to do a lot of this stuff on that Sunday after a football game, you know, marches, skips, running in place, you know, getting the knees up or just working on really quick foot reaction on the ground, shuffling, skater jumps, so good in the water. You get complete resistance. Like you'll feel the swinging through of your arms, the pushing through of the leg that is not on the ground, the leg you're about to transfer to actually has to push out against and abduct. And again, but lower landing forces, and you can actually really stick the landings, pull yourself deeper into a squat and kind of go back and forth. And the wishing and washing resistance of the water, it'll make it, again, it not only gives you the resistance, it's going to smoothen out a lot of your plyometric training. So less impact, better form, and it'll translate onto land in a serious way. So anything that, you know, I'll do some knee pickups and leg extensions, like out to the side as if I was doing like a Jean-Claude Van Damme kick, and I can just feel it peel open my pelvis in such a unique way. And again, it gives me that support and balance that I would need assistance to do so on land. I'd have to like hold on to a stick, which is fine, or the wall, but the water allows me to get take advantage of the increased support and stability. So really, like, you can do anything with your body weight in the water except the stuff that is on the ground that, you know, again, like you'd have to be underwater and you'd have to hold your breath. And that's where it kind of gets a little bit dangerous or extra challenging, right? And that's one thing I should say too is, as low risk and low impact as the water is, just always be mindful that, you know, there is also zero margin for error in the water. If something was to happen, you know, and you for some reason passed out, I mean, you're on the clock. In 2 minutes, it could all be over. So it is good to have a partner or to be around people or just to let, you know, someone you love that's around, just, you know, be around just in case something would happen. Again, I'm not trying to scare you at the same time, too. I would hate for something bad to happen. And, you know, at the same time, too, I do a lot of this stuff by myself. And my dog will, if my dog isn't doing this stuff with me, she watches me and studies my movements. Hopefully if I was to somehow drown or something bad happened, she would let my wife know. But again, it is a 2 minute clock before things get, you know, pretty tough. And honestly, 15, 30 seconds at that point, it's already getting pretty scary. So just be mindful of that. But, you know, those are just some sample body weight stuff you can do. Now the pool noodle, or a flotation device, you can get a flotation device that you obviously wear around your trunk. That's fine, but I have this big, thick pool noodle, and I just change where I put it on my body based on what position I want to get into, what orientation, and what exercise I'm doing. So, you know, I can wrap it under my armpits, and then I can do basically, and you can mimic this too if you kind of come off the edge of the pool and like hook your arms, but then I can basically do I can cycle, and I can change what I'm emphasizing when I cycle too. I can just work basic up, down, high knees as if I was riding a bike in more of a forward cycling fashion, working my hip flexors and glutes in an opposing fashion. I can go slower. I can go faster. I'll use a nice rhythmic tempo with it too for my breathing. I'll do 4 leg cycles, inhale, 4 leg cycles, exhale. And when I'm in the water as much as possible, I try to keep the mouth closed because you don't want to be, it really does challenge your breathing, right? Because the mouth's open, you'll be, you know, choking on some water. It just can mess up your flow. And it gives you that nasal focus, that diaphragm focus. But I'll get into the kind of those flow state, rhythmic cardio breathing stuff that I've talked about extensively, by the way, in the top 10 breathing tips episode we did recently at the time of recording this. But I'll do my high knees in there. I can also do my frog kicks. Because what it's doing is it's allowing you, and I should maybe take a step back. The reason I embrace the water so much, I am 6'2", I'm over 200 pounds, I'm heavy, big boned, like the water exposes me in a real way. Like I sink, treading water for me is like, it's the hardest thing for me to do, period, of all the things I do. Like it's very difficult for me to do it. I am a rock in water, which also means that I have the opportunity for some amazing gains in the water. Because, you know, again, I can always improve on land, but I've been doing the land thing for a long time. And I've got so many weaknesses in the water. It's also just, it naturally gives me an area to safely and low risk, low impact, improve a lot of my weaknesses in a way that's tough for me on land. But I'll do frog kicks where basically you're kind of, your legs are straight and they kind of pull together. So the feet are coming, you're like abducting, bringing the feet together, but you're also pulling your knees up and you kind of go in and out in that fashion. It's called a frog kick for a reason. It's mimicking that kind of frog pattern, that frog leg pattern. And that was such a weakness. I was, like, when I first started doing this stuff, I was hearing like some clicking in my hips that was like alarming. It's like, oh wow, like this joint is stiff. This joint is not getting these unique movements because, again, you can't replicate these on land. And that stuff is starting to go away. It might have, like, I might still feel a little bit of that, like, as I just get started in the water. By the time 5 or 10 minutes is up, the cracking that used to happen in my knees, hips, shoulders, even ankles sometimes, like, my ankles don't click as much as they used to, but it really has been restorative to the joints. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, if people can hear you on the other side of the house walking because of those ankle bones, or like you just get started into a workout and like, there's just a series of clicks and cracks that are going on. A lot of that is also indicative of some arthritis, but you can reverse some of that. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, you can reverse some of the damage that your body has experienced up until this point, and you can also prevent it. So it feeds each other, but like that frog kicking is really just unique. Again, you can Google some of these images or videos too, but we don't really like, you could use the sex machine at the gym where you're bringing your legs together against resistance, but it's not, It's not fluid. It's not smooth. And it's still very confined to a fixed path when you're in a machine. In water, you're open, three-dimensional at all times. And I can change my orientation on those frog kicks too, or even the high knees, the running drills, where I'm in flotation. Again, the flotation, it gives me the treading effect, which will also decompress and traction my spine and joints as if I'm being suspended. It also allows you to get more vertical, but I can recline more when I'm doing my high knee running. I can also kind of move forward and kind of mimic what would be as if like sprinting forward. And with the frog kicks too, I can lean back, I can lean forward. So, I can also wrap the noodle around the chest for more of a anterior tilt. I can also wrap it around my back for more of a posterior tilt or lean back. So you've got the ability to really have some fun there. And you can cycle, by the way, more of a forward emphasis. It's like underwater bike, except continuous resistance, and very, very good for your, very therapeutic for the hips. And it really builds your abs and your hip flexors in a really unique way, because you can get such repetition. You can get so many cycles and so many repetitions going in the water that's tough on land. But I can also go more backwards cycling in that same kind of cycling format. But instead of focusing on driving the knee up, I'm focusing on using the heel to pull myself back to really get the hamstrings going. A little more glute emphasis too, so kind of really dragging the heel back. So it's kind of like reverse cycling, but in the water with that fluid resistance as well. I recommend if you are a cyclist or you're going to be biking a lot during the summer or just throughout the year, if you can, on off days or warm-ups or cool-downs to your cycling workouts, get in the water and just clean up those hips. Clean up your mechanics. Again, use that 4-4 rhythmic breathing tempo that can also be applied to your biking on land that you can just drive and get into flow state with. Teach your body how to stay ahead of your breathing so that you don't get behind it and then, you know, start getting fatigued and conked out. But, those drills are amazing. And now you can also, you can wrap that pool noodle under your taint. It kind of hooks underneath your crotch. So you can sit vertical. And then what I'll do, and this is what's been like, if you have knee arthritis or you've injured your knee or had surgeries in the past, or your lower quads are weak, or all of that, they tend to coincide. You can't really safely work your terminal knee extension. You can get on leg extension machines, but again, it is a fixed dead weight path, and there isn't a smoothness or fluidness to it. And also, these muscles around the knee, they need a lot of contraction, and sometimes that's hard to find on machine or land based training without inflaming the joint. And again, we get the compression in the water. We get the anti-inflammatory components of it as well while getting that continuous resistance. So I'll basically do, I'll sit. I'm basically sitting on the pool noodle and I'm floating. And then I'll just move only at the knee and I'll do alternating extension flexions of the leg. And I get complete resistance for my knee joints. And I get amazing continuous drag resistance for the quads and the hamstrings. Particularly, you get the lower hamstrings going, which again, you don't have a leg extension, leg curl machine. This is how you can do it at home, and you get a lot more contraction. And I'll start slower and really drag the water and get a nice full range of motion going to warm up the knee joints. Then I'll add some speed to it, and I maintain that same rhythmic breathing. So I'll do 1, 2, 3, 4 inhale, and then I'll exhale, try to keep the mouth closed the whole time, make it nasal only. And then if I speed up the movement, I keep the same breathing cadence. My breathing just picks up the pace. So, and I'm finding that to be like, it's really complementing all of the unique slant board work that we've been incorporating into our Express workouts and Gorilla Corn Gains workouts at the dailybj.com site app. And it's been great for recovery. I'll tend to do it after some sled training, backward sled, forward sled. And it's just giving me a lot of contraction, and it's really smoothening out my knee movement, particularly a terminal knee extension, again, which is hard to find resistance for, especially or ways to work that pattern without pain with typical modalities or machines on land. But that's been, again, and I also get an incredible leg pump, really good leg pump. It's super cardiovascular and metabolic, especially as you add some speed to it. But again, like a lot of the clicks and cracks are starting to go away in my knees. which have been arthritic since I was 20 because of the knee surgeries and the injuries I had playing football and lifting weights like a fucking idiot. But anyway, the other aspect is too, you can wrap it around your hips, the pool noodle, and you can go supine or prone or upside down or down. And that's where you can kind of get into, because again, like swimming is difficult for me. I can swim in the pool a little bit, but most of us that are going to be in a pool, it might be too small to kind of start doing laps and stuff like that. I mean, it should be obvious you can swim in the water. I would recommend at some point I'm probably going to get some professional swimming lessons because I've never really gotten those. And I'd like to, you know, as we get older, we want to do more traveling. I want to really have some confidence with actual swimming in water, and especially oceans and these types of things where there's tide, rip tide that can come through, or just you can get in tough situations quick. But this gives you the support so you can actually just isolate the upper body motions, the lower body motions, getting it, like, let's say wrapping around the hips facing down, maybe having to turn the head to the side so you're not swallowing water. I can do, I can work my, you know, a butterfly stroke or the alternating individual freestyle stroke. I can also work on just like straight leg, up, down, hip flexion extensions, or I can do my flutter kicks. And what's great about that too, from a massage standpoint, when you're directing your kicks down, those kind of terminal knee extensions, not full range of motion, but just like end range back and forth continuously, you're creating a turbulence with the water. You're massaging your quads, your knees, and it also, you're working against the buoyancy resistance, upward resistance of the water. So it is actually working your quads in a really unique way. And that's actually when I first started doing the pool stuff and I would start to swim, my left knee in particular would hurt when I would try to swim. Just like, this is where it's like, oh wow, like this is a real weakness. It's amazing I can actually do anything on land because I felt the instability in my patella. Like if you have patellar tracking problems, that kneecap is moving around and it's not stable on squatting, running, lunging, jumping. A lot of times those squats and lunges, that's a closed chain situation, meaning your limbs are fixed to the ground. And if you jump, you reconnect with the ground. But in the water, it's open chain. It's the open chain stuff that it's hard to get on land without pain or access to really high-end equipment. But in the water, you get the open chain work combined with the supportive, compressive, anti-inflammatory, lower gravity aspect of it. But I could also flip the other way. So I'm facing the sky, and I can work on backward strokes. One thing I should note too, when you wrap it under the taint and you go upright, or you could wear a flotation device to do that, I can also work on the scooping or upper body treading. So one thing is I've tried to get better at treading, I use the flotation device or the pool noodle to allow me to just work the pattern, focus on my breathing, isolate the upper body motions of treading, the lower body motions of treading, and then I'll just work some pure treading without the pool noodle. And keep building up that way. So that's been really helpful for me as well. So let's talk about how to kind of enhance your pool water training this summer. Now, I have a link here as well and a special discount for you as well. All of my Hydro Revolution training tools and basically these water bells. And the bigger the bell, the more of a drag that will happen in the water, which means more resistance. So there's lighter bells and some heavier bells. And I love doing a variety of bicep curls and tricep extensions or pushdowns in the water. I can change my grip going overhand to get more forearm, brachioradialis. I can go underhand and supinate fully to get complete bicep and external rotation, shoulder mobility, and I can go hammer grip. And a lot of times, like one of my favorite workouts is I'll do like, based on how heavy the water bell is, I'll do 10 to 30 reps, or I've done hundreds, so I'll do 33 reps overhand, 33 reps underhand, 33 reps hammer, and I'll just go and flow on that. Or if I'm listening to music, I'll do a song per grip. Once the song is done, I'll move from the overhand to underhand. Then I'll move the next song to hammer. And it's particularly killer on the triceps because as you push down, you are really working against the water's buoyancy. But this is so therapeutic for the elbow. If you got a lot of clicking, cracking in the elbow, whether it be arthritis or you have a history of like elbow tendonitis or tennis elbow or those types of things, you can heal the elbow joint and get that awesome sustained contraction and fluidity that the water provides. So that's excellent too. I'll also do a lot of straight arm drills like reverse flies, and I'll go underhand grip to get more low mid trap and also really work my external rotators. And I'll use the same type of setup where I'll just kind of stack it. I'll go underhand, which is the hardest from a mobility standpoint. Also, it's a weak position. Then I'll go overhand, and then I will go hammer grip. And I get such an incredible chest, back, shoulder workout. You get all heads of the shoulder worked. You really improve your scapular mobility and stability, and you really fortify the rotator cuff. And again, if you're prone to clicking, cracking in that shoulder joint, this is a great way to kind of heal that up and get an awesome pump that's really easy to recover from. And you can hold the water bells and do this. Now, you can also bring your dumbbells in there. And the dumbbells are going to be, it's a unique combination of, if they're 25s, they're going to probably feel more like, let's say, 10s in the water. But they're also, the motion of the bell is going to create drag resistance within the water. So you're getting multiple unique resistances that you can't accomplish on land. There's drills I've done in the past where I'll combine band and bell, but bands have a different strength curve where, you know, you get more tension as they stretch. In the water, there's a constant drag resistance. So I can use those same that same kind of bicep curl protocol overhand you can do these time sets too. A minute overhand, a minute underhand, a minute hammer. Get maybe the best bicep workout of your life in the water, and you can hook up a speaker system or your Tabata Pro or Seconds Pro interval timer and kind of flow off of that. And then you can set in rest periods and switch modalities or movements, or go upper body 1 3-minute block, then lower body the next. But they give you this drag resistance too. And the Hydro Revolution too, and I have these water barbells. You can get both hands on. Those are nice too, but I would start with the water bell so you can work the independent action and work imbalances between sides and get more symmetry proportion going that way. You can also bring in a kettlebell. The kettlebell is nice. Just make sure, like, be mindful of your pool floor. I don't want you to damage or damage someone else's if it makes contact with the ground, or letting it go. But like it is great for swings. You get that complete resistance and that horizontal vector, working against the water, both in a push pull manner, going up and down. Great for like sumo deadlift jumps without touching the ground, variety of squat movements, or even doing like cleans and stuff from a hang position. You get to pull up against that water. Again, it's fun. Like, explore. You don't necessarily have to buy this water equipment. Take what you have and just, you know, start there. The final component here is, you know, how to enhance the lower body stuff. And Hydro Revolution has these ankle cuff fins that you can put on. And I have this hip sequence I have, which there's a video for at my YouTube channel, link in show notes. I go through this full sequence with, and I'll also do it body weight only, but if I want to get resistance, I just cuff these fins on my ankles, and it creates the drag resistance that just makes my hip flexors, my glutes, my groin work harder than if it was just my foot. But you're still getting the drag resistance of your leg, your foot in the water. And if you're looking to do more of like the leg flexion extensions or flutter kicks, you can also just put fins on your feet. And full disclosure, like, my left knee in particular isn't ready for the added resistance of the fins with some of the movements. So if the joint has had a lot of damage, or it just, you're newer to it, just start without adding this stuff. This stuff you can add along the way. But I swear by the fins on the ankle for the hip complex I do for hip pain, arthritis, rehab. And I swear by just even starting body weight, but adding just typical fins, or even the fins that the Hydro Revolution ankle cuffs, you can do leg flexion extensions, and that will create drag resistance too. But actual big fins you put on your feet, the bigger the surface area, the more drag and the higher the resistance. So the actual foot fins are harder than these ankle fins for like leg flexion extensions, flutter kick style drills. So, you know, and again, if you're kind of like an upper lower body split type person, or you like to go body part style stuff, you don't have to do all of this stuff in one session. You know, you can, after a leg day, you can go in and do this hip flow and leg flexion extension sequence. After an upper body day, or just want to do an arm shoulder finisher, you can bring your bells or get these water bells and pump it out and just immediately jumpstart the recovery process. After a more locomotion style stuff, that's where I like to bring out the pool noodle and do the leg cycling stuff we talked about, the frog kicks. I'll even take the pool noodle. This is actually an awesome drill. And I will push it down under the water, and then I basically get into a suspended plank with the arms straight, and then I'll work basically like I'm doing a mountain climber, but I'm getting resistance through my hip flexors and glutes. It's almost like you're kind of, and by the way, if you're doing this right, you'll actually move in the pool like you're doing a sled push. So it's pretty, I mean, God, like I'm giving you like just a taste of what you can do here, and you don't have to necessarily do it all, but it's just been such a game changer for me. It's also great just to change up your training environment throughout the year if you're stuck inside and take advantage of the beautiful sun. Put on your SPF 50, okay? And, but, you know, I guess maybe consider giving yourself a pool day too, because sometimes it's tough to get these 5 or 10 minute blocks, and if you don't have the type of pool access like I do where I can just bounce outside to my backyard, and I'm blessed for it. I've worked hard for it, but I'm blessed for it. I realize that. That's why every day I get in the water. I don't want to take it for granted. But you could just say I'm going to have a pool day, and I'm a big fan of like going hourglass style. I'll flip my hourglass, and I will just, sometimes I'll take like a sativa, really good for creativity and exploration with your body, and I just get in a flow state, and I go until the hourglass, the final grain of sand, drops down, and I'll just have fun, and I get that hour done. Again, because a lot of times too, it's just about putting in the time and then filling that time with whatever movements you feel called to, kind of in a flow state. So that's another way to work it as well. I guess the final component too, and I've talked about this, I think, on maybe a long time ago, but if you have hot and cold access, or as I do, I stop running my hot tub now during the summer to save money and energy, because you know it's going to be it's an outdoor sauna as it is, so I can just bounce between the hot land and the colder pool. But in the winter, because we don't heat our pool, it is like a cold pool, and then I can run my hot tub, and I can do a lot of, because we have one of these inflatable ground-based hot tubs. I do a bunch of stretching, and I'll drop a link for that too. I have this my yoga hot tub yoga flow, which is so awesome. I'll do like shin boxing, a bunch of seated lunge on the floor stretches, straddle stretches, maybe for a couple minutes, and I'll jump into the colder pool and then do like, you know, running or boxing or whatever I feel called to do. And I can actually get some built-in contrast therapy as well, which really helps just push blood throughout your body, get rid of inflammation, stimulate the circulatory system, and just make you recover like a young person. So this is just an introductory to kind of water workouts and pool training. Check out the show notes for the YouTube videos and my recommended Hydro Revolution water tools for the upper and lower body with a link to kind of get some savings going there as well. And please be sure, like, take the time right now, if you could do a 5-star rating. I'd be so appreciative helping us spread the word and getting more great content like this out to good people like you. And then if you want to take the time to write just a quick review on what you like about the show, also post a question that I can potentially answer on the show and or make an episode request for consideration. No guarantees, but I will do the best I can. You know, like I'm trying to get I'm trying to get at least 35 of these out a week. So, you know, I will obviously consider ideas and stuff like that. But if you're new to the water, you don't know how to swim. And again, my pool has, it goes between 3, 4, and 5 feet based on whether I'm in the middle or the entry, et cetera. So I wanted to kind of like swim lessons and that type of thing, go to a professional for that. I still need to learn how to swim like with really flawless form. I can swim, but you know, it's not something that I would want to film and put out there, unless I wanted to get, you know, murdered. But this is how to bring your land exercises into the water, in kind of a mini pool or a, you know, where you can actually have your feet on the ground and head above water, you know, 3 to 5 feet of depth, where you can start, you know, enhancing your own workouts, mixing land and sea or surf and turf training, getting recovery, warm-ups, cool-downs, just really clean up your mechanics, just running in the water in place or with movement. And I've even hooked up like a resistance band to a sandbag on land, wrap that around my waist, and then kind of lean against it. And I can do kind of an underwater treadmill. You know, again, like it really helps me improve my gait. And that's really important for walk, run performance or any sort of cardio stuff. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I'll do more on this type of stuff. I hope not to discourage people that don't have water access, but I do want to encourage you to find a way to access the water, particularly during the summer when it's warm. You get your vitamin D, you get recovery, you get continuous fluid resistance in all planes of motion. You get therapy for the joints. I just can't say enough about it. And again, I have gotten some of the best arm and leg pumps of my life in the water. You can also do kind of golf training, rotational stuff in the water, the boxing. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Free 7-day trial to the Daily BJ site app at thedailybj.com. I love you guys. Peace.